I had a three-point strategy, sort of basically a rollout of a targeted public awareness campaign on the litter and issues that we have in all our towns and villages, sort of hoping that the council will engage with social media platforms to educate the public just on how important it is to keep our towns and villages clean and, I suppose, promote respect of our public spaces. Then the second part was sort of to have more visible signage in town centres, areas where there's high footfall, hopefully to encourage people in these areas, you know, to keep them litter-free and reminding them of their responsibility to dispose of any waste properly. And then the third part was to pilot the installation of litter bins specifically designed to accommodate like pizza boxes. I've experienced this myself. You see bins on the street, they're full, they're not full, but the pizza box is too big. So someone's trying to put the pizza box in and it's blocking the whole bin. So we need to look into solutions for that, because it's a recurring problem that these pizza boxes are jamming the standard bins. So that reduces the overall street litter, you know. So we're just looking to improve efficiency for waste collection as well. So as I've seen it, these are simple low-cost steps that can make a real difference to the cleanliness, you know, of our public spaces. Our Tidy Towns team do amazing work, you know, and the work that those volunteers do is amazing, and they deserve full support in anything we can do to help.
And we've seen even recently yourself, you shared a video on social media following a busy night in Buncrana. And as you say, the Tidy Town groups work tirelessly, you know, day and night to keep the towns tidy. But this unfortunately seems to be reoccurring more and more often.
Yeah, unfortunately, as I said in the meeting yesterday, as it stands today, we don't currently have a contract in place. Now, I know that is being worked on for a road sweeper, and hopefully that will come through in the next week or so, fingers crossed. But I know they're actively working on trying to get tenders and contracts in, but it doesn't serve the immediate problem, you know. But having these bins in place, I do believe, will help a great deal, because you can see people are trying to do the responsible thing by putting the rubbish in the bin, but the bin is simply jam-packed, you know, with the pizza box blocking the bin. So, you know, basically people are putting the rubbish beside the bin, and then it's being strewn across the streets and onto the road, you know. So even making small changes can have a big difference, I do believe.